Smut Slam is Montreal's best and only dirty open mic storytelling night. So it's all real life first person sex stories told by the people who live them. So 5-minute stories. We have judges who assess them in a kind but critical fashion, sexy prizes, and a lot of community and camaraderie and sharing, which I think is one of the most important parts about this.
All right, and how did it all came about? Like, it's not, did it start here, or like, because you mentioned international earlier?
The first Smut Slam happened in Boston in February of 2011, which is where I was living at the time. When I started fringing, well, no, I was fringing in Montreal already, so I brought Smut Slam to Montreal for the first time in the 2011 Fringe, and then brought it back again in 2012 Fringe. When I came to live here part-time, I started running Fringes monthly, starting in December 2012. So it's pretty much been running monthly, except for summers, since December 2012.
Okay.
And now, when I tour, I put Smut Slams on wherever I tour, wherever it's possible to get a decent venue.
Okay.
So it's Smut Slams have happened in a bunch of cities around North America. They're happening in 4 other fringes this summer in Canada. I'm going to be doing them in the UK next in 2017.
Wow.
I have a Smut Slam chapter in DC and another one in Ottawa. So I wouldn't say it's like an empire, but it's definitely a growing kind of franchise. People really want it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I know what happens in Smut Slam
stays
in Smut Slam, but
yes.
Like, people want to know what they can, like, you know, à quoi s'attendre.
Yeah, okay, what they can expect, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, 5 minutes, you don't... The thing about, like, the shortness of the stories is, like, if what the person is telling is not your thing, just hold on for another 4.5 minutes and it'll be over, right? If you really don't like it. It depends on who shows up at the slam. It ranges, we're very, like, supportive of a broad range of sexualities and gender expressions. That's very important to us. Poly-friendly, kink-friendly, queer-friendly, trans-friendly. We try to be very open and inclusive, so you're going to get a big range of stories.
That's actually my next question, like, explain the rules of the Smut Slam. So, yes, very friendly to all kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
What other rules?
What happens in Smut Slam, as you say, stays at Smut Slam. We also don't allow heckling or necking in the front row. In particular, necking in the front row is distracting to the tellers. Keep it encouraging and open. I mean, I read off a whole list of things, but basically, it's just be respectful and listen with an open heart and mind.
All right.
Yeah.
So there's another Smut Slam Drink Fringe.
No, this is the only one.
This
is the only one.
So you missed it, guys. Sorry.
But it is continuing. So Smut Slam, we're taking a summer break, and then the new host and producer, Al LaFrance, is going to be starting it up again in September, right here at the KGB. So,
all right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
All right.